It is said that the ionosphere is dispersive. That means that it affects different frequencies differently. And it's fortunate, therefore, that GPS has two carrier frequencies, L1 and L2. The higher frequency carrier is less affected by the ionosphere than is the lower frequency wave. That means that L1 at 1575.42 megahertz is not affected by the ionospheric delay as much as L2, 1227.60 megahertz. Now, this fact is one of the greatest advantages of a dual frequency receiver over a single frequency. This separation between the two frequencies allows for a fairly good modeling by the receiver, by the GPS receiver, of the effect of the atmosphere, the ionosphere, on the trip that the signal had through that layer. Now, here is a formula that allows you to have some idea of how that total electron count affects the signal. It's inversely proportional to the square of the frequency. And that's, of course, the point. Since we have a dual frequency receiver in higher level work, then we can remove a substantial portion of the ionospheric effect. Now, this is a good idea because, of course, even though there is atmospheric correction in the navigation message, the atmosphere that was used to derive that correction may have been over the middle of the Pacific at Kwajalein, for example, which is very different than the atmosphere over where you are when you do your GPS observation. So, while the atmospheric correction in the navigation message is a good start, a dual frequency receiver modeling the atmosphere where you are is obviously better.